your full-time celebrations was probably how every Derry City fan was feeling at home. It's just a pity they weren't here to witness it.
I didn't mean to get that carried away, but I just think coming here and how we stood up to them and how we competed physically in the game, I was so proud of the players, and I think that came out at the full-time whistle. So although it wasn't a classic from a football point of view, it's important that you can roll your sleeves up in difficult venues like this and try and... we got 2-1 up at half-time and we managed the game really well second half and seen it out.
Yeah, and from the penalty spot first of all, and then from the free kick, it was a very, very physical game, and you could see quite a lot of these cheap physical challenges were coming in from both sides as the game ticked off.
Aye, it's a derby game, you're going to expect that. They're a physical side, they're a good side, and we knew coming here that we'd have to stand up to them. I think in the Brandy, well, I think they physically probably dominated us a bit too much for my liking, and I think we've more than matched them here tonight physically, and I'm just delighted that I suppose a piece of magic has put us 2-1 up just ahead of half time, and then we've been really professional and showed good maturity in our play second half to see the game out.
He had a fantastic free kick, did well patching on this side beforehand, forced a save, and then he did it from that angle. What a specialist that man has become.
He's a phenomenal set play taker, and there's not a lot more you can say. He's been brilliant for us, and obviously devastated that we're going to have to lose him, but that's life.
Much of a fight put up though? Have you put up a fight to keep him?
Well, it's not Dundalk hold all the cards, and they've made it very, very clear that they want them back. So there's not a lot we can do about that.
Well, Monday night back to Brandy.
I know he's really enjoyed his time here, and he's very happy. But that's life.
Yeah, Brandy will be back again against Sligo Rovers. Sligo having lost tonight, Derry now you're up to sixth as well. You had the fans back for the Bohemians game. Must have lifted the players a bit, and now you're going to have a couple more in there again. They add to the atmosphere.
It'll be amazing. The hairs were standing in the back of my neck, and when even having whatever amount was there the last time, it was a small number, but it was amazing just to hear noise on the ground, and I think it'll be lovely to have some more as well, and hopefully they can give us the same response and get behind the team, and I think tonight's result will help that as well.
Your first game in charge was against Sligo Rovers. It was a great victory there, and then the first defeat was against Van Harp, so I'm sure you're thinking in the back, thank God for that there, got over the Harps problem.
There's no doubt about that. It was obviously playing in the back of our minds, but that was a hard night for us. We've hit the post at 1-1, they go 2-1 up, and they went down the other end and scored, and although we weren't great that night, I probably felt we deserved something out of it, but it's nice to come here to your rivals and pick up 3 points.
Brian, thank you, Roy.